Now, the bad news is that without immediate action, the hen harrier could be extinct within 25 years. But there is good news, and that good news is that there is a plan, and it'll be implemented by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. The Multi-Agency Action Hen Harrier Threat Response Plan was signed off by the Cabinet yesterday. Now, we have between 85 and 106 breeding pairs of this ground nesting bird in the country, but those figures come from 2022, and even since 2015, the number of breeding pairs has fallen by a third. Alan Bleasdale is Director of Scientific Advice and Research with National Parks and Wildlife Service. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Tell us a little bit more, will you please, about the hen harrier, its habitat and its habits, and why the rapid decline?
Well, Mary, the hen harrier is a ground nesting bird of prey. It's a beautiful bird. The male and female are quite different from one another. You find them in upland areas and at associated peatland habitats. Its prey base is small birds and mammals. And there's a requirement under the Birds Directive for member states, including Ireland, to designate SPAs for both breeding and wintering populations. So we have an obligation in Ireland to protect the hen harrier within the state.
I called you Alan. Apologies, it's Andy, isn't it? Sorry
That's right,
about that.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that habitat, because they're ground nesting birds.
Yeah, they require open landscapes. So I guess anything that impinges upon the ability for the bird to nest and to forage over wide landscapes in the uplands would be a threat to the species. So anything that displaces that, either through agricultural intensification, afforestation in the wrong place, or wind energy development, in theory, any of those things or all of those things could displace the birds. And there are other pressures and threats as well, like predation from fox and mink, burning, poisoning, persecution, and recreation in some cases can also cause disturbance.
So all are factors, but have you been able to narrow that to say to me, is it more the predators as against agriculture and forestry, or is it evenly spread across all of these?
I'd love to give you a very simple answer, but it depends, and it depends on each site. So I guess what we're trying to do is to get the porridge right for hen harrier, or that silly analogy that it could either be too hot or too cold, and that is different in each of the landscapes in which it's found. So there are different combinations of pressures in each of the landscapes. And the threat response plan is designed to get a mandate from government to actually work out that detail in each of those landscapes, working with a whole range of stakeholders, the Forest Service, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Energy, Climate and Communication, and the farmers and landowners of the lands, to work out what it is we need to do to address those threats and pressures and to support that change over time.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about the plan and how you'll go about it.
Well, the plan yesterday was a very important day for hen harrier conservation. We were given a mandate by government to proceed to action and to deliver. So that is really, firstly, daunting, challenging, but also really, really exciting. We've been talking about this for a long period of time, over 10 years. So now we need to move from the talking phase into the action and delivery phase. And part of the mandate received from government yesterday was to resource the state to actually work out how we deliver the plan now at granular level.
Mm. I'm just wondering, Andy, you know, how do you deliver? What do you need to deliver that plan?
Well, I guess it's a very simple principle in the round. You know, we could make it as complicated as we wish to do, but I think what we need to do is to put the hen harrier in the centre of all sectoral conversations in each of those landscapes. So rather than coming to the hen harrier at the end of everything else that we need to do, it should be front and central. So that is the purpose of the plan, is to give us that vision, that direction, to actually work out that detail for forestry, for wind energy, for agriculture in those landscapes, to put hen harrier in the centre of it.
Do you need us all to, you know, to sign up to protecting the hen harrier? I think, you know, there's an Irish love of and buy-in with, say, the curlew. Do we have the same thing with the hen harrier?
What we need to do is to make the bird and the management of the habitat for the bird a positive rather than a negative. It shouldn't be stopping people doing things. It should actually be encouraging things that are supportive of biodiversity, and that those that do that and go on that journey are rewarded and incentivized to so do. So it's just about changing the narrative over time, just like we're trying to do for curlew and other ground nesting birds. But this is challenging. It does involve the management of landscapes that maybe are different to how we've done it in the past. But I very much believe we can find that sweet spot in partnership with others.
Mm. And that's the point, I suppose, I'm trying to get at, is finding that sweet spot, say, with farmers or with the forestry sector in Caoilte. How do you find, what's the sweet spot?
I think, firstly, we need to get away from the narrative of negativity and polarisation of debates. you know, forestry isn't good or bad, agriculture isn't good or bad, wind energy isn't good or bad, it all depends. So as long as we put the bird in the centre of those conversations, we can find and navigate around and allow for all of those other activities to take place, provided they don't displace the bird. So it's just about working out that detail in partnership, really.
And does that mean protections around nesting time? That you won't have, you know, agricultural activity at particular times of the year or forestry activity at particular times of the year?
Absolutely, Mary, but I guess the big part of that is to know where that would apply. So the knowledge base to inform those decisions, we need contemporaneous data to know where the bird is nesting and breeding and foraging. So once we have that, we can then plan around that, and data gathering, data sharing, and all of that is part of the conversation too.
When will you know if you're succeeding?
Well, we haven't been succeeding to date, but as I said, yesterday was a really important day. What we don't want to do is to end up reporting declines and, you know, the predicted extinctions for the species.
Yeah.
If you look at the science, would be in 25 years' time. So we need to act now and act quickly. The plan is 5 years in duration and it expires at the end of 2028. So the next survey that is due should report an upward trend in the species, hopefully.
And we hope that happens. Andy Bleasdale from National Parks and Wildlife, thank you very much.